Well, let's check the high dollar market and all the other markets overnight with Rebecca Heim. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Fran. Wall Street's three-day winning streak has come to an end after France and Germany's Eurozone debt crisis meeting failed to calm fears about the ability to contain the region's problems. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel and the French President Nicolas Sarkozy will propose a financial transaction tax and are pushing for a closer joint governance of the Eurozone's economic policy, but they've rejected the sale of common European bonds and also said there was no need to increase the size of the Eurozone's rescue fund. Earlier in the session, official figures revealed better than expected US industrial output for July, and the ratings agency Fitch affirmed its top credit rating for the US. But the outcome from the European meeting overshadowed those developments, sending the Dow down 77 points to 11,406. The S&P 500 fell 1% to 1,193, and the Nasdaq lost 32 points to 2,523. Across the Atlantic, shares in the UK closed slightly higher after spending most of the session in negative territory, but trading volumes were quite thin, with investors keeping to the sidelines while the Eurozone debt summit took place, and the outcome wasn't announced until after the London market had closed. The FTSE 100 added 7 points to 5,358. Local shares are set for a flat start in futures trading. The SPY 200 is down 4 points to 4,224. The Australian dollar's up more than half a cent from last night's local close to 104.86 US cents. Gold is higher at $1,785.80 US an ounce. West Texas crude oil has eased to $86.67 US a barrel, and a barrel of tapas is higher at $116.65 US. And Fran, that's this morning's market report.